There's absolutely no doubt that Jesus performed some amazing miracles. He made the paralyzed to walk, the blind to see, Lazarus to rise from the grave. But what was the point of all that? What do those miracles mean for us today? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Over the last couple of days, we've chatted about Jesus' incredible miracle of enabling that paralyzed man on a stretcher to get up and walk. Imagine seeing that happen. Imagine being that man and experiencing what he experienced. And we're still reading about, talking about Jesus' miracles 2,000 years later. Why? What do those miracles point to? What do they mean to us today? Here it is, in Jesus' own words, John chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. The Father loves the Son and shows him everything he does. This man was healed, but the Father will show the Son greater things than this to do. Then you'll all be amazed. The Father raises the dead and gives them life. In the same way, the Son gives life to those he wants to. The answer? So that you and I would know that Jesus has the power, is the power, to give us life, real life, eternal life. Before we put our trust in Jesus, we were dead in our sin, the walking dead here on earth, the hellishly dead for all eternity. But then Jesus comes into your life and his Spirit gives you the ability, the yearning to believe in him. Believe in him for what? For life. The abundant life he promised to give you on this earth and the eternal life he granted you through faith by rising from the dead. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. An intimate personal relationship with Jesus is truly life-changing, life-giving. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.